you know, tonight would have been the first concerts on the square in a normal year, but this year has been anything but normal. Still, you know, the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is figuring it out thanks to their leader, Maestro Andrew Sewell. So are you excited about this?
Oh, yes, very much so. It's nice to be at least recognizing concerts on the square. Even though we can't be there physically, we'll be able to, you know, be remembering it and, you know, having a replay.
So paint the picture for us. What will the experience be like tonight at the Duck Pond?
Well, the concerts begin at 7. People can roll up to their drive-in at start. The gates open at 6. And we'll be showing a rebroadcast of a 2015 concert on the square for a July 4th celebration called Swonderful. And it features a soprano and a tenor husband-wife team singing Broadway songs as well as the traditional 1812 overture. And it'll just be a course for celebration. There are two performances. There's one at 7 and one at 8:45, and we've each one services 115 cars.
So this is a little different. Usually you get up on the morning of the very first concerts on the square, and you look in the mirror, and you give yourself, you know, those air pistols and go, all right, maestro, here we go.
Yeah, I like that. That's funny. What is very nice is that over the years we've had PBS Wisconsin broadcast one or two of our concerts, and so we're very fortunate that we've got that on the archive. And, you know, it just gives people a chance to reminisce and get some nostalgia and just remember that we might be, you know, put on the sidelines through this pandemic, but we're still here and we're still providing music for the community. And that's what we want to promote, you know, is that we've still got summer here and there's still activities that people can enjoy in the safety of their cars and just be enjoying music.
Maestro, will you be inside one of the 115 cars at the Duck Pond tonight?
Actually, that's a really good question. No, I'll be... Actually, Norman Gilliland and myself will be present and doing some verbal introductions half an hour leading up to the concert, just like we would at concerts on the square, and we're hopeful to have, you know, weather checks and pretty much try and keep it the status quo. Like, someone who'd been going to concerts on the square would have a similar experience, just in a different venue. So that's the idea.
And will you be in tuxes?
Yes, we will be in tuxes. Absolutely. You've got that absolutely right. Man, this is the easiest interview ever.
Well, you guys look so handsome.
Let me just say that after tonight, there's another one on the 22nd of July, a second drive-in night, and then two more concerts at the end of August the 25th and September the 1st over at Bree Stevens. So we're still keeping the music alive over the summer.
That's great news. So should I get a ticket before arriving at Warner Park, or can I get one there? What's the recommended procedure?
Well, you can. It probably makes sense to sign up early because they are, the 7 p.m. is almost sold out. There are lots of tickets still available for the 8:45, but you should get your ticket while they last. I would recommend going online.
Tickets are at wcoconcerts.org.
That's correct, yes.
It's going to be a gorgeous night. Thanks for doing what you can to bring us our beloved concerts on the square.
And we appreciate Magic 98 support. You've been there every summer for as long as I can remember, so thank you guys.